Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business with Brathe. I'm going to talk to you today about the Ice House Opportunity Canvas, which is something I use in my entrepreneurship classes. It is a great layout through the Entrepreneurial Learning Initiative, which I was certified in a couple summers ago to teach. And it has 9 boxes, which really help you really determine whether something should be successful or whether an idea should be implemented or not, and can certainly help you determine how successful it may be if you follow these guidelines. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, my name is Robert Brathe, and I develop customized training for you and your business through a company called Brathe Enterprises. My partner, Michelle Predwicki, and I have been teaching together for the last 2 years, and Brathe Enterprises has been around since 2005. Some of the topics we teach include entrepreneurship, including business plan development classes, marketing plan development. We run some startup contests, and we also teach classes in project management, human resources, and marketing. And for more information, you can visit us at BratheEnterprises.com. Tuesday, May 5th, we'll be actually hosting a entrepreneur showcase, showcasing all of our students from the spring semester and what they've been doing with their business plans. And this will be over at Schenectady Community College in our Schenectady Community College entrepreneurship course. We have 8 students in that class, and we'll be also inviting people from the community and students from our other classes. And again, that'll be Tuesday, March 5th at 5 p.m. As I mentioned, we do use the Ice House Opportunity Discovery Canvas, and this is available through a course that was created by the Entrepreneurial Learning Initiative. And there are 9 features to this Discovery Canvas to really help you identify whether your idea may be sound and move from idea to inception. The first question is, describe the problem being solved or need being fulfilled. If you don't know what problem you're solving, you're done right there. And that's why I think this is one of the best questions. Or the need that's being fulfilled. And this is where you really need to know who you're serving and why you're serving them. You know, in a marketing plan, this is really where you would come up with your target market or target markets. So you've got to solve a problem or fulfill a need. Step 2 is to describe your idea for a product or service briefly and succinctly. If you can't explain your idea or service simply, you're done. When I go into a meeting with clients or potential clients, in the past, maybe I had a complicated elevator speech, but now when somebody asks me what I do, I just say customized business training. And then if they want to know more, they can certainly ask me or go into more detail. So you need to describe your idea for a product or service neatly and succinctly. You need to know and describe the solutions that are currently available. Nothing shows ignorance more than somebody that comes to me with an idea and has no idea what alternatives there are, especially when somebody may say, well, there's nobody else out here that do this. There's no competition. There's always a competition for people's time, energy, money, power, or opportunity. So you need to describe what solutions are currently available. I remember at a startup weekend about a year ago, a group of students were working on an idea for a project. And while they were working on it, I Googled 2 very similar ideas, and they had no idea what the current solutions that were currently available were. And they had no idea that a couple of people had tried and failed at the very idea that they were considering. You need to describe solutions currently available. So again, the first 3 steps of the Ice House Opportunity Discovery Canvas. 1, describe the problem being solved or the need being fulfilled. 2, describe your idea for a product or service. And 3, describe the solutions currently available. Once you've done these 3, you should then move on to how is your product or service different? And if you don't know your differentiators, you're done. And comparing yourself to another company is never good. You know, we're like the Facebook for HR. Give us a clear definition of what exactly that means. You know, we offer a faster solution that will enable you to apply for jobs easier than blank. And then that's where maybe you compare yourself to other services that are out there. But just saying, oh, we're the Facebook of HR is not going to get you anywhere. So you need to know how your product or service is different. Two, how many people have this problem? You need to have surveys done. You need to have a clear analysis of what the market may be. And you need to know where you're going to find these people. And that's why step three of this next section is, how are you going to reach those potential customers through marketing and sales? And those areas may be separate. So you might have a group of you do marketing and another group do sales. But you need to know how you're going to reach these people. Because, again, if you don't know how to reach people, your product isn't going to get into anybody's hands at all. So in this next section, again, how is your product or service different? How many people have this problem? And how will you reach your potential customers through marketing and sales? You need to know why your customers will actually buy your product or service. What is your brand? And what is going to get people enticed to buy from you? Maybe you're not the best salesperson, but maybe you're the brains behind the business. So you need to know why your customers are going to buy. What are some valid reasons? What are their needs? What are their wants? What are their desires? How will your customer buy your product or service? Oh, we'll have a website, Professor. Oh, we'll tweet out our ideas. Oh, we'll have a table at a farmer's market. Well, that's fine and dandy, but you need to have a combination of online partnerships with existing businesses. Maybe you have a standalone store. You got to get your product into a number of different areas. Consignment's a good option. Whatever you can do to get your product in the eyeballs of multiple people in different places and bringing it to the customer is key. And lastly in this section, how can you test these assumptions in the real world? What can you do to quickly and cheaply test out your options? How can you get some free trials? How can you get some people to test it out? How can you get that first buyer? And you have to have people using your product or service. If you're just creating something and you don't have any testimonials, you know, lab results are great, but you got to actually have people implementing your products and services into their business. So for this last section, again, why will your customers buy your product or service? What is your brand? How will your customers buy your product or service? Again, examples being online, through partnerships with existing businesses and standalone stores. And lastly, how can you test these assumptions in the real world quickly and cheaply? I've challenged some entrepreneurs locally in my classes to fill out this opportunity canvas, and the ones whose ideas seem to blossom take the time with this discovery canvas to really determine the need for their business. And I would say the biggest trouble areas are describing the solutions currently available. If you think you have an original idea anymore, you got another thing coming. Not to say that we've run out of ideas, because somebody else will come out with a solution to a new problem or a new solution to an old problem. But you really got to do your diligence and find out what else is out there. You know, if you've got an idea for an app or a service that you think it's the first time anybody's ever offered that, I bet you if you dig deep, you'll find others. Our company is known for our virtual internships and our customized training, but we certainly weren't the first at either of those. But you've got to know what you're up against. And that doesn't mean you have to completely focus on your competition, but you have to know what else is available. Question I get a lot is, you know, how can I really determine how many people have this problem? Well, do research. There's plenty of research available on statistical databases online. If you're a student, you probably have access to these through your library. There's plenty of demographic information on the web. how do you know how your product or service is different? You know, do a compare and contrast. You go to a website like QuickBooks, for example, and they show the differences between their different platforms. You go to a QuickBooks competitor website, and you see how their product lines up with QuickBooks. Any type of service, whether within the company or outside of the company, where you can show how you compare to others or how your different tiers of your subscriptions for a service-based business compare is a good way of showing how your product or service is different. And again, find a need and fill it, or find a problem and solve it. That's simple. And you need to know the why. If you can create a compelling story, if you can get people to be excited about you and your products, they'll buy anything. And that's the key. You've got to know why your customers will buy and have testimonials. Great place to get those is to ask for them on LinkedIn or get permission to showcase them on your website and show why your customers will buy your product and service. How do you test assumptions in the real world? Test out services and see what sticks. You know, with our internship program, we've had things fail on us. You know, we didn't get really a lot of bites for a virtual science internship, but then we put someone out for music industry and we got 10 resumes in a week. So you got to test your assumptions with new lines of business by just seeing what sticks and what people gravitate towards and what they pay you for. At the end of the day, that's really how you can test things out quickly and cheaply. So again, what I've gone over with you today is the Ice House Opportunity Discovery Canvas. This is part of a course I teach that I was certified in by the Entrepreneurial Learning Initiative. I offer this course at Hudson Valley Community College, and I also can offer it as a customized solution for you and your business. We can come out to your business and teach you entrepreneurial skills, or we can have you come to our offices in Latham or Saratoga Springs to deliver some training in the areas of entrepreneurship, project management, human resources, and marketing. This has been Business with Brathe. Again, my name is Robert Brathe. You can reach me at 518-290-0812. You can also schedule a time to speak with me at meetme.so/Robert Brathe.